submitted anonymously. Everyone is given their own test by Hashem. But why do some people seem to have tests which are impossible to pass? For example, why does Hashem create some people as homosexuals and then say that such behavior is an abomination? Someone I know who is homosexual was advised by his rabbi to get married. What is your opinion on this? Okay, let me first tell you that Hashem doesn't give people tests that they can't handle. And if in fact God knows that they couldn't handle it, then they're exempt from punishment, or for that matter, for reward, if it's not their doing and something beyond their control completely. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts someone in a situation, he expects him to be able to exercise his free choice and handle the situation properly. People who are heterosexual are born with very strong attraction to the opposite sex, and they are required to control that attraction except within the forum that the Torah permits, which is marriage. So the fact is that people are born with very, very strong taivas, which they can't exercise, and they're expected to hold them in. No different for a person who may have been born with an attraction to the same sex, who is required to hold in those attractions and those feelings and not use them in a way that is prohibited by halacha. You'll tell me, though, that the heterosexual person has a outlet. He can get married. But what if he can't get married? What if he's looked for a shidduch and he can? Isn't it okay for him to be promiscuous? Of course not. God gave us taivas and he gave us ways of controlling them, even if the situation doesn't arise that we can have an outlet for those taivas. Therefore, someone who perhaps was born with homosexual tendencies is required to control them also and not to do things that are prohibited by halacha. In addition, it's possible that a person can change his homosexual tendencies if he's given the proper counseling and the proper tipul, and that may be a possibility. But in any case, a person is able to control the various taivas. We all have desires for things that are forbidden. We are required to control them. No different for a person who's born with desires to other things that are prohibited that perhaps other people don't have. Whether a homosexual should get married or not, it really depends on a lot of factors. Getting married is not going to cure his homosexuality in most cases. However, if a person can work on himself and change his direction in life, then perhaps getting married is part of that process too. But most certainly he should not fool a marriage partner into thinking that he is not plagued by this problem and would marry him without knowing about it if the problem has not yet been solved. So whether the rabbi who advised him to get married or not was doing the right thing or not really depends on the specific situation, and I would judge the rabbi positively and give him the benefit of the doubt that he knew all of the details and felt that this was what was proper for this young man.